Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Your Pregnancy and Childbirth Month to Month by the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists is a medical guide to pregnancy, labor, delivery, and the postpartum period. Written by a leading professional organization in obstetrics and gynecology, it is designed for readers who want clinically grounded information, presented in plain language. The book follows pregnancy in a month-by-month structure, which makes it useful for understanding how fetal development, maternal changes, and prenatal care evolve over time. It also addresses pre-pregnancy planning, common tests and procedures, warning signs, labor preparation, and recovery after birth. Its purpose is not to offer personal narratives or opinion-based advice, but to translate current medical guidance into a practical format that expectant parents can apply in discussions with healthcare providers. That balance of authority and accessibility is the central feature of the book and explains its strong reputation among first-time parents and readers looking for a trusted pregnancy reference. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, month-by-month structure that turns pregnancy into a trackable medical timeline. One of the book's defining strengths is its month-by-month organization. Pregnancy is often experienced as a continuous stretch of uncertainty, but this format breaks it into manageable stages, allowing readers to match information to their current point in gestation. That matters because the concerns of early pregnancy differ sharply from those in the third trimester nausea, and early screening questions are not the same as labor planning or late pregnancy monitoring. By moving in sequence, the book helps readers understand what is changing in the body, what developments are expected in the fetus, and which conversations are appropriate at each stage. The structure also reduces the risk of information overload, since readers can focus on the period that is most relevant to them. In practical terms, this gives the book a reference function rather than a purely narrative one. It is useful for checking symptoms, anticipating routine appointments, and understanding how one month leads into the next within standard prenatal care. Secondly, medically vetted guidance from ACOG as a source of credibility and consistency. The book stands out because it comes from the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, the leading professional organization for OB-GYNs in the United States. That source matters because pregnancy advice is often scattered across blogs, anecdotal accounts, and commercial parenting books, many of which mix reliable information with speculation. Here, the emphasis is on medical accuracy and current guidelines written in a form that non-specialists can understand. Readers are not asked to interpret competing theories. Instead, they receive a distilled version of mainstream obstetric guidance. This makes the book especially valuable for first-time parents who want a dependable baseline before making decisions with their clinicians. The authority of the source also shapes the tone. It is cautious, evidence-oriented, and focused on what readers should know rather than on dramatic or sensational advice. In a category crowded with personal and highly subjective pregnancy books, that consistency gives it a distinct role as a dependable reference text. Thirdly, practical support for prenatal decision-making and doctor visits. The book is not only informative, it is organized to help readers participate more actively in their own prenatal care. A recurring practical feature is the inclusion of questions and prompts that readers can bring to healthcare appointments. This matters because many pregnancy concerns are not resolved by reading alone. They require conversation about test results, risk factors, symptom changes, lifestyle choices, and the need for additional monitoring. By helping readers prepare for those discussions, the book supports shared decision-making rather than passive acceptance of care. It also makes medical visits more efficient, since readers are better equipped to ask focused questions and understand the answers they receive. That function is especially important for readers who may feel overwhelmed by new terminology or unfamiliar procedures. The book therefore serves as a bridge between medical expertise and everyday pregnancy management. Its value lies in helping people convert general knowledge into informed interaction with obstetric providers, which is a more realistic and useful goal than simply memorizing facts. Fourthly, coverage of pre-pregnancy planning, labor, delivery, and postpartum recovery in own resource. Although the title emphasizes pregnancy, the book covers the larger reproductive timeline, including pre-pregnancy health, labor and delivery, and the postpartum period. That broader scope is important because pregnancy decisions begin before conception and continue after birth. Pre-pregnancy sections help readers think about health optimization, medical conditions, and planning before becoming pregnant. Later sections explain what to expect during labor and how delivery may proceed, which is useful for understanding both routine and more complex birth scenarios. The postpartum material is equally significant because many pregnancy guides stop at birth, even though recovery, bleeding, mood changes, feeding issues, and follow-up care are central to the transition into parenthood. By treating these stages as connected rather than isolated, the book gives a more realistic picture of maternal health. This wider perspective also prevents the common mistake of treating birth as the endpoint. Instead, readers are encouraged to see pregnancy as part of a continuum of care that includes preparation, delivery, and recovery. Lastly, clear explanation of medical procedures and fetal development, without excessive jargon. A major reason the book is widely recommended is its ability to explain technical material in straightforward language. Pregnancy literature often becomes either too simplified to be useful or too technical for general readers. But this book aims for a middle ground. It explains fetal growth, routine screening, prenatal testing, and common obstetric procedures in a way that preserves medical meaning while remaining readable. That balance is essential because expectant parents need enough detail to understand why something is being recommended, what it is meant to detect, and how it fits into standard care. The book's clarity also helps readers distinguish normal changes from issues that may require attention. Rather than creating anxiety through alarmist phrasing, it frames information as part of a structured clinical process. This makes it useful not only as a pregnancy guide, but also as an educational reference for readers who want to understand obstetric terminology and the logic behind prenatal monitoring. Its explanatory style is one of the main reasons it remains accessible to a broad audience. In conclusion, this book is best suited for pregnant readers, especially first-time parents who want a medically reliable guide rather than a memoir, lifestyle book, or advice-driven consumer title. It is also useful for partners and family members who want a clearer understanding of what pregnancy care typically involves. Its practical value lies in helping readers interpret each stage of pregnancy, prepare for appointments, understand common tests and procedures, and think ahead to labor and postpartum recovery. Compared with many books in the pregnancy category, its strongest distinction is institutional credibility. The guidance comes from ACOG, which gives it a clinical orientation and a conservative, evidence-based tone. Another advantage is its month-by-month organization, which makes the book easier to use as a working reference throughout pregnancy instead of a one-time read. It does not try to entertain or personalize the experience. It focuses on usable information that supports informed decisions and better communication with healthcare providers. For readers seeking a comprehensive and trustworthy pregnancy reference, that combination makes it stand out. If you would like to support American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast descriptions. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.